Tonight's year, Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Aleph. Simen Chav Zayin, Mekom Hanachasan, Ve'ofen Hanachasan. Where do you put the tefillin and how do you put them on? Sif Aleph. Mekom Hanachasan Shal Yad, Bezura Smol. The place you put the tefillin Shal Yad is on the left arm. Ba'basar HaTapuach Shebe'etzim Shebein HaKubdo Ben HaShechi. On the swollen area of flesh above the bone between the elbow and the shoulder. And you should tilt the tefillin slightly towards the body so that when you put your hand down alongside your body, the tefillin will be across from the heart. And that will fulfill the hoyot v'me'ela al levavecha. The more adds, v'tzarech lehaniach b'roish ha'etzim ha'samach ha'kubdo, avalo b'chatzi etzim sh'samach ha'shachi. You should position the tefillin at the top of the bone closer to the elbow and not on the half closer to the shoulder. Then we add, gidim she'ein lo yad rak zoya, a person who lost a hand, he only has the arm, yaniach b'lo bracha, puts on tefillin without a bracha. Because the Tosfos Perkakoyimitz Chas to Gidam Chayiv that a Gidam needs Tefillin, Ubarazur Chas of the Potter, Zur says Potter. This is not from the Ramah. It was added later on. Machlekes Rishonim whether he's Tefillin or not. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph Simol. A regular person puts his Tefillin on the left arm. Midichsiv Yadcha Behei. The word Yadcha is spelled with a Hey. Perish Yad Keha, meaning the weaker hand. It's the left, which is weaker. That you should tie and you should write maksiv b'yamin. When you write the parashiyos, you write with your right hand, which is normal for people. So you tie with the right hand as well. If you're tying with the right hand, then obviously the tefillin is on the left arm. And if this person puts tefillin on the right arm, he's not yotze at all, not even b'dievet. Sifkan beis b'ros ha'tepuach is placed on the swollen flesh. Call that area the kiboyris, and I think we call that the biceps. For who the ikuvo kilafin lozeh b'gemara mikra. This is ma'akev. The Gemara learns this from Sukkim. Sifkan gimel between hakubdo hanikra elambogin, between the elbow and the shoulder. Sifkan dal b'rosh etzam. It should be on the part of the bicep closer to the elbow. This can't mean by the bone where the bone meets the elbow. Because at that point, the muscle doesn't rise up. Until the muscle rises high, it's not a place for tefillin. That's not called kiboris. So the real intent is to say it should be on the high part of the muscle, above the bone, closer to the elbow. For the Ramah is actually not saying a chiddush. It's basically the conclusion. Not on the half closer to the shoulder, or the armpit. To say, even though there's still some of the elevated muscle at that point closer to the armpit, but that's not where to put it. The gam dasa mechaber who came, the mechaber holds this way as well. The dafki michatzi etzim ulamata k'demuchu sif zayin. It has to be on the lower part of the muscle, closer to the elbow, as described in sif zayin. Umashakasa mechaber tchila, when the mechaber begins ba baboser hatapuach shabe etzim, on the swollen flesh above the bone, al kochach gam kein de kavanasa michatzi etzim ulamata. Clearly, he has to mean on the part closer to the elbow. The Vilna Gaon concludes the halacha. The kamalka mekiboras kashal niach b'tefillin. Any part of the muscle is fine for tefillin. V'chein mash v'pisha, and that's what the pisha says as well. V'alkoparim lamatim melka mekiboras pasul kliyama. And if it's too low beneath the bicep, closer to the crook of the elbow, that's pasul according to everyone. Okay, nachin l'mnom l'niach tefillin gadol. And therefore, one should refrain from getting tefillin that are too large. Because very often with large tefillin, the bottom of the block of the tefillin itself is resting beneath the muscle. Unless you're going to tie them on the upper half, closer to the armpit. And really, one should not do that, because that is against the view of the Mechaber and the Ramah. If that's all you have, if you only have large tefillin, then it's better to tie them up high on the muscle, even close to the armpit, where it's still the muscle there. So it's not like the Mechaber and Ramah, but at least it's like the Vilna Gaon and other poskim. Rather than being beneath the muscle, but then no one says you yetsa. The bracha is a bracha latola. Sifkatan hey, she ain lo yad, a gidem who does not have a hand. What's the loimer meaning to say? She nitel pieces yad smoiloi im kol hakone ad hakub do shnik elbogen. It's not just he's missing his hand to the wrist. He's missing all the way up to the elbow. Alamnisha katsas mihakana, if you would have some of the arm between the elbow and where the wrist was, gamha azua moid toisus chavit film, the azua would agree to toisus that he needs film. Vivarach gam can make a brocha. Kematsisi barzua shazachinim akarlu aro, I found this in the arzua, which we were married recently to have printed. We saw it, and it's clear in the arzua. Sifkan vav below brocha. So you can't make a bracha because of this machlekes. I am bir halacha, look and bir halacha. Vim ein lo yad smol klal, if he has no left hand at all, afilu kitzei azura mishalom alamok makiboris nishar, or even if a little bit above the, by the place of the muscle remains a stub, umok makiboris ein lo klal, but there's no kiboris. In other words, the arm entirely is missing from the shoulder down, and there is no bicep at all. There's no requirement for tefillin, not even on his right arm. The Yesh Machamim is that some are strict and say he should put on the right arm.
How is he tired?
Someone will do it for him. The Kol Zeh Shenasa Gidim B'Smoil Du Mekom Anach Tefillin. This is only an issue when he loses the left arm where he should put tefillin. Amnasa Gidim B'Yamin, but if he loses the right arm, even if the whole hand is gone, chayvet tefillin. Again, he says kolayad. I'm sure he means all the way up to the shoulder. Chayvet tefillin. He needs tefillin on his left. He'll have to ask other people to help him put on his tefillin. Now, as far as who's helping him, they discuss whether a lady can do this or not. A lady is not mechuyav in tefillin. Can she help a man put on his tefillin? So he brings that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the hachro of Gedolei Achronim is that a lady can put the tefillin on for her husband.
Can or cannot?
Can. But he brings the Shevet HaLevi that the chachilah woman should not do it only if there's no one else available. And he also says, B'Shem El Yashov, that the chachilah, we don't want to have a non-Jew helping with the tefillin either. Bir alocha, below bracha. If a person has the left arm, but doesn't have beneath the elbow, so he puts on without a bracha. They all say you should make a bracha. Because he has the muscle, so why should he make a bracha? What's missing? So he's missing from his elbow down. Why should that impair his ability to make the bracha where the tefillin is above the elbow on the bicep? The Derech HaChaim gam kem askin birkar din l'chiyiv kemosam. And the Derech HaChaim also agrees birkar din to mechuyiv, like the Bach and so on. Ach mekol mokal in bracha mitzad l'hokam. When it came to the bracha, he was lenient not to. V'afilo nishalo rak michatzi etz v'shmein akubdu beis hashechi l'malo. Even if he only has half the upper arm between the elbow and the armpit, pasha d'yachol lismo b'zeh shidus agro. It's simple that he can rely on the gro. The kol sheish yudai mixes mina kibros kol shat film. As long as there's bicep, you could put film on. Even the mechaber and Ramah said not to put in the upper part near the armpit, but the guy said it's fine. The lo yivarch, but he's not going to make a bracha. The yosei tov shivarch shnayim al shalvoish, and the best thing is to make two brachas on the shalvoish. Hain al fimin againu. That's our minig kharmar now. But simin chafei, like Ramah says in simin chafei, well, the base is shown. The base is there. Achas first of all, vaf ichavein, no. According to Beis Yosef, make one bracha. We make two brachas on the Shabbos, and he'll make one bracha on the Shabbos. V'chaven l'hoitzi b'zagam ha'shi, I don't have a mind to be moitzi the shayad. V'afilu b'nishlo ha'kibaris, even if he has some of the muscle left, k'moshe hiskim shaychuva, to shaychuva concludes. So this is a sad shayla of someone who's an amputee. What does he do with the tefillin? If he has still a place to put the tefillin on the left arm, he will put the tefillin without a bracha. If he has even some of the arm beneath the elbow, then the Mishnah Berurah's claw, you'll make a bracha for sure. The only shayla is if there's nothing beneath the elbow, if he makes a bracha, now that's the shayla he's clearing. And if there's no left arm at all, and he has to put on the right, that's the shayla b'chal, if he's mechuyiv to have it on the right or not. Pashat Halachi says he doesn't have to, but yesh machmirim to put on the right side. No, it's not his arm. No one's going to put the fill on a prosthetic limb. It's not the limb.